Thank you, Terry. Good morning. Jasper County Health Department announcing yesterday 22 new cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in the county over the last 3 days. At least 13 other presumed positive cases. On Friday, 7 new cases were announced with 2 additional possible cases. 5 new cases, 4 presumed cases reported Saturday. Then yesterday, 10 new cases and 7 presumed cases. Since the coronavirus pandemic began, Jasper County has had 36 confirmed cases, with 14 of those individuals recovered, and 292 Jasper County residents have been tested. Latest COVID report shows testings confirmed 389 new cases of COVID-19 that announced yesterday. By far the largest single-day total so far in the pandemic. 67% of these new cases are connected to the meatpacking industry. An Iowa Department of Public Health news release indicates 177 of new cases are employees of the beef plant in Tama, 84 work for Tyson Foods. State officials are not indicating which Tyson plant, though. Tyson did announce yesterday it will close its Perry plant today for deep cleaning after employees there tested positive for COVID-19. Governor has confirmed an outbreak of the virus at the Tyson's plant in Columbus Junction. It has been over a month now that business closures began locally due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Restaurants and bars were ordered closed by the governor as of noon on March 17th, which was St. Patrick's Day. Some are still offering drive-through, takeout, or delivery. Soon after, the governor implemented another closure order for a variety of other businesses, including barbershops, hair salons, and fitness centers. Mandated business closures are to expire at the end of the month, but could be extended by the governor. As the COVID-19 situation goes on, Newton Mayor Mike Hansen says the city staff will keep business owners apprised of the assistance that's available to them.
We will continue to reach out to you, Main Street, Chamber of Commerce, and our development staff in keeping businesses informed of the assistance that will be available to them from the governor. And we will be also willing to assist in helping our small businesses here in Newton make sure they're getting the correct information and make sure they're getting the information on where they can get federal assistance and state assistance.
At-large City Council Representative Evelyn George is encouraging residents to keep using the businesses that are open.
That's going to be especially important to continue to support our small business owners as they work through this process.
Governor Kim Reynolds has yet to indicate when she'll make another announcement regarding businesses staying closed or reopening. Progress Industries is asking for donations. Volunteers from Newton and Des Moines have made and donated over 200 face coverings to help protect direct support staff and the individuals they support. The goal is to provide individuals in the program and staff with at least 2 face coverings each. Progress Industries has over 180 frontline direct support workers. Monetary donations for masks being accepted on Progress Industries' Facebook page. There'll be a special meeting of the PCM Board of Education tonight. This will be the first meeting of the PCM School Board since the governor announced last week that this current school year, pretty much canceled as far as in-classroom participation. Board of Education meeting for PCM. Conducted via Zoom tonight, 7 o'clock. Items on the agenda, a contract with the PCM Education Association, which is the teachers' union, and 2020-2021 student fees. That is your KCOV News this hour. I'm Randy Phan.